This is the catch-up in case you missed any of the Lisa and Pete show or if you want to relive some of the best bits.
WA Transport has released stats that shocked us. 1,400 West Aussies failed their driver's licence test 5 times or more in the last year. So we asked how many goes it took you.
Tom Godfrey from choice.com.au gave us the latest details on a new online ticket sales verification system that should mean we won't be ripped off anymore.
And Justin Hamilton reviewed the comeback season of Will and Grace.
Catch up with Lisa and Pete at a time that suits your schedule and create a schedule that suits you with Southern Plus Health and Wellness Care at Home. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
How many goes did it take? Boys,
one.
Well, for you?
Yeah, one.
You did it in one?
I did it in one.
I'm proud.
I passed the written exam in one. I passed the actual driving test in one. And I rode off my mum's car on day 3. I'm sorry. We laugh now, don't we, Mum? But we didn't at the time.
One for me as well.
Yes.
And I was quite proud because out of myself and my brother was always the one who exclaimed very loudly that he was the better driver.
Mm-hmm.
Took him twice.
Did you do a Brady Bunch test where you had to drive up to an egg on a witch's hat?
No.
Oh, that's the way to solve it.
What?
Oh, that's a story for another day.
Oh, wow, okay.
But as we're talking about new figures that show, well, males have a success rate of 45.2% compared to females on 41.9% for passing their driving test the first time round. However, when it comes to going for it multiple times, way more boys than girls have to do repeat efforts. In fact, there's nearly 1,400 West Australians who've had 5 or more attempts to pass their test. Surely after go 3 or 4, it's like, nah.
Yeah, maybe not.
Bus for you.
There isn't a rule, is there? There's just a you can go for it as many times as you like. Yeah.
Eventually.
You kind of think there should be.
I mean, it is a great big lethal weapon that you're behind the wheel of, but anywho.
But that is the figure that blew us away. Of those, nearly 1,400 took 5 or more attempts to pass their test.
Mm-hmm.
5 or more. So or more could be 6, could be 8,
could be
29. 12. Easy. We would love to hear from you about how many goes did it take. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be about your driving test. It could be about anything in life that you've had to pass.
Yeah.
1,333.53.
Your bronze medallion.
We got a couple
swimming.
Swimming, of course,
mm-hmm.
Down at Rockingham. Those were the days.
We did the pool.
Did you really?
Kalamunda pool.
We got a couple of tickets to see the Rocky Horror Show at Crown Theatre from February 17th.
From the beach.
Starring Craig McLaughlin and Richard O'Brien. Book now at rockyhorror.com.au. 1,333.53. Now, it could be your driving test. Could be anything else. As you mentioned, your bronze medallion list.
Yep.
How many goes did it take?
Getting parole.
Oh, please.
Hey, we take all callers.
Please. Please do me this. I mean, we're a week and a half away from going on holidays and
It wouldn't have come out of my mouth if we were.
Over to the phones. How many goes did it take off the back of this story? 1,400 people, Lise, in WA. Had to take the driving test 5 or more times in the last year.
Yep.
Unreal. Amy and Balladura, how many goes did it take?
It took me 7.
7?
Yeah.
Was it the same thing that would get you each time or was it something different?
Something different every single time.
Oh, dear.
So what are we talking here? Are we talking rolling through a stop sign? Are we not giving way when we were meant to? Was it bad parking? What was it?
I think one of them was for speeding.
Oh, dear. Okay. Speeding.
Speeding, not indicating. Pulling out in front of a car.
Righto.
Was it the same person who took you for the test every time?
No. my first 3 I did manual, and after the first 3, I gave up. I thought, I'm not going to even get my license.
And then for
my 18th birthday, I got an automatic car, so I thought, I'll just get my auto license, and it still took me another 4 shots at it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, you were so used to a manual by then. To rethink. Oh, well.
Oh, you got it in the end, Amy, so well done.
Yeah, my husband won't agree that I'm a good driver, but I'm still alive.
It's a good way to get out of being skipper, though.
Oh, geez. Stay out of Balladura. We got Andrew from Balladura as well. How many tries did it take, mate?
Took me 5 times.
5?
All right.
Yeah.
What did it? Come on.
Running a stop sign every time, apparently.
Every time? Running a stop sign?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Now, you say apparently. Now, like, you know, so was there a little bit of, no, I didn't do it between you and the...
How quick did you go through that stop sign?
Because it's kind of easy to tell whether or not you're rolling through a stop sign.
Oh, yeah, easy. But actually, 2 years before I started going for my test, they replaced it for a give way sign.
It's now known as the Andrew Corrective sign. Okay.
All right, thanks, mate. Andrew. Thanks, Andrew.
All good.
Just a little note. Did everyone notice that Amy and Andrew are both in Belgium?
Yeah. Be on
warning.
Javon in South Guildford. How many times?
It took my nan 11 times to pass her written.
Oh.
Wow. The written part.
Oh, the written?
Just the written.
That's the part you can study for.
Yeah.
Who does, though? Really?
Yep, 11 times.
Oh, and how did she go with the actual, you
know? I think it took her 2 times to pass the practical.
Oh, well, then that's the main thing.
It
was at 60, so.
Oh, bless, I love that. Good for her.
Thanks, Javon.
See ya.
No worries.
See ya, mate. Yeah. Far out. That's insane. Google is launching a brand new ticket seller verification program. It's basically to help you not get caught by those ticket sellers online that want to do the dirty on you. Tom Godfrey from choice.com.au joins us now with more information. G'day, mate.
G'day. Great to be with you.
Tom, we've been talking for a while now about the evils of these ticket resellers, the ones like Viagogo, Ticketmaster Resale. And so this is good news, isn't it?
Yeah, this is fantastic news and a really good global step by Google, because our research has shown that around 76% of fans who use Google to find tickets thought they were dealing with the official ticket seller. Mm. But nothing could be further from the truth. And if you've had an experience of Viagogo, chances are you've probably ended up out of pocket and been left in a really bad situation. So great news that Google is finally cracking down and putting in place this certification scheme.
So being a certification, they'd have to tick a few boxes to earn Google's tick. What are some of the things that they have to actually achieve certification?
Well, look, there's a few hurdles they're now going to have to get through before they can list their ads, because we know that these dodgy ads for Viagogo often come right up the top of popular concerts and events. But as of January, they're going to have to disclose the fact that they're the secondary market and they're not the primary ticket seller. That's a really good step. They'll also be banned from claiming they're the official ticket seller, which a lot of them do at the moment. And critically, they'll have to disclose the face value of the ticket as well as the resale price. They're also going to have to force the companies to break down the price, including taxes and any fees, because if you've ever used one of these services, you'll know that they'll often drip in unavoidable fees and charges as you go through the online checkout. And then when you find out how much you paid, it's nothing like the price you were quoted at the beginning. So really good steps, and we're delighted that Google's done it.
It's wonderful, because it will deter them and be a protection for us. But I guess you can't fully let your guard down. What's the general rule for people looking for tickets still?
Oh, look, the best thing is find out who the official ticket seller is and just be so careful dealing with these resale sites, because if something goes wrong, it is so hard exercising your consumer rights.
Yes.
Tom Godfrey, a pleasure as always, mate. Thank you for breaking it down in a great way that you always do, and we'll catch you soon.
No worries, guys.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you, this isn't just Talk and Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
Yes, my favourite screen in the house.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Can't say box anymore.
Yeah, it used to be a box and now it's a screen, and one day it'll just be something in your mind.
Yes.
Check out my new telepathy. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
I knew that because we're telepathic now.
Yeah.
I knew you were about to say that. Yeah, exactly. God, won't conversations always just be, hey, were you? Yes. Okay, fair enough.
It's going to be tough.
But, it won't even be conversation. It'll just be a casual nod.
Oh, yeah.
Just a nod.
Just a knowing nod.
You are.
Yeah. I can't believe you just thought that about me. Oh, sorry. It was a stray thought. No, but I feel like when you're a bit stressed with the world, you just kind of want things that give you comfort, like a like a certain blanket or seeing how many lollies from a party mix bag you can stick in your mouth before you lose all the saliva in your head. Just one of my go-tos.
Yep.
And that's basically where I put the Will and Grace revival. It was. I thought you'd be happy about this, Lisa. There's been a lot of superhero talk and finally something you are into.
Well, not all heroes wear capes, mate.
No. Right.
And sometimes they're...
Some are called Karen Walker.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's been out for a little bit, but I was a bit reluctant to get into it because, you know, sometimes revivals can stumble and it's because they're so a part of their time, you know. Mm-hmm. Like if you put a series like Friends on TV now, I think your first reaction would be, why don't they have any African-American friends? But, you know, the thing that really works in Will and Grace's favour is that the show was always quietly subversive, you know. Like people forget to have openly gay people on a primetime TV show that were successful in their businesses and also having a really good time. It sounds trite now, but back in 1998, that was a year after Ellen came out on her show. It's important to remember the history of the show. So now they've just kind of updated themselves a little bit, and I think it's really worked well. In the first episode, they just kind of pretended that the last finale was a Netcha sketch and they've just shaken it and just... passed it off.
And there was no apologies for the fact that they were back 11 years late. This is all you need to know. Done. Right. Let's go.
Within minutes, it's like, oh, yeah, Will and Grace have found a new reason to be living again. Yeah. Karen is still filthy rich. And Jack now uses Grindr. Okay, up to date. Yeah. Everything looks pretty much the same. The setup, the dynamics, some of the faces, and but the political jabs have more sting in them than the old days. Everyone in the show is back in top form. Eric McCormack, who is 54, like what?
He's ageless.
He could pass for like 40, 41, don't you reckon?
He's the one that looks the least like any time's passed. And Karen's not doing too badly either.
Oh, yeah.
Will and Jack, a little bit of age, which you're allowed to in 11 years.
No, like no one's having a go, but Jack does look a little bit like he spent too much time in a wind tunnel, don't you think?
Yes.
It's really quite distracting, like especially in that first episode where, you know, when he kind of gives the look. For a moment, I didn't know what the look was. I was like, oh, yeah, that's the look. Yeah, I see what he's doing.
he's doing Jack.
Yeah, but he can still deliver a line beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
But I still think the MVP of the series is Megan Mullally, who is just fantastic as Karen. And I love they've made her an outright Republican. I just find to be hilarious.
Totally, yeah.
So as I said before, I just found this effortless. The whole team is back together from that first scene where they're brazenly wipe away the original finale to Karen demanding the Pat Nixon-sized martini. It was real comfort food, you know. I was just really happy to check in with these guys. So, look, you can find all the series of Will and Grace on Stan. I'm giving it two thumbs, feeling comfortable moving back in.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Catch up with Lisa and Pete at a time that suits your schedule and create a schedule that suits you with Southern Plus Health and Wellness Care at Home.